Hello, I'm Mrs. Evans, the head of Weston Green School in Thames Ditton. Welcome to Weston Green Speaks. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome back to the second part of our podcast on the benefits of early education in a prep school. We're really pleased to continue our interesting conversations with Mr. Malley, who's the CEO of Bellevue Education, and some of our Year 5 and Year 6 children. So, let's get started. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you.
Let's talk about character education, which plays a key role in how we teach at Weston Green School. How do you feel a prep school education fosters a sense of character and values in our pupils? And what are some of the skills and qualities that prep school children can develop as a result?
I think the best people to ask are probably the children sitting in front of us for that. So being, I mean, you know, you come to Weston Green, what is it you like about being here? How do you think it helps you?
Probably being able to interact with different year groups and not just your own.
Really important. What about things like helping you develop your confidence? Do you think a school like Weston Green? Yeah, you're nodding. So yeah. What do you think?
Because I have been getting a bit more confidence in my maths and English, and my teacher, Mr. Bill, he's really good at bringing up our confidence, and I also like that our classes are a bit smaller, because then we each get individual and more focus on us, so our teacher can help us more.
Because they know exactly how you're getting on in those particular subjects.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think a school like Weston Green will do the stuff in the classroom really well. And look, your classes are small, aren't they? So that has to help, doesn't it? So the teacher knows exactly where you are and how you're getting on in particular subjects. But I also think a school like Weston Green, whether you know it or not, will also be doing a lot of stuff for you to help build your confidence, to perhaps, you know, think about speaking in public. It's quite nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you get opportunities to do that. I'm sure in sport has been... Well, I follow you on social media. I mean, tell me about your sporting success at the school. I've seen some stories.
Yeah. We just recently did a hockey Bellevue tournament last Friday for the girls, but we also did boys. But for the girls, we came first in our hockey tournament.
Fantastic.
So that was
tremendous,
really good.
So having all these opportunities, which isn't just math and English, I think a school like Weston Green does really, really well for you.
How does attending a prep school prepare students differently for their future?
I think that the school can be confident that you will achieve your potential in a number of subjects and still have time to focus on other areas.
Yeah.
So those other areas might be looking at philosophy. Those other areas might be looking at debating. I mean, you do all these things at Weston Green.
Yeah.
Those other areas might be, you do a load of sport at Weston Green.
Yeah.
I know Weston Green does the tea time concerts. So after school, singing, playing musical instruments, your parents can come and watch. So Weston Green has this wonderful opportunity to be able to ensure that you all make really good progress in your subjects and yet still has time to focus on other things that are really important. So ensuring that you have good friendship groups. If you have, I mean, I know the teachers at Weston Green will look out for pupils that perhaps are finding it hard to break into a friendship group, and teachers here will ensure that that journey is made a bit easier for you.
Yeah.
So there's time for that sort of stuff as well. And the other thing I'd say about it, Alex, is there's a way of learning, and Weston Green does this really well, there's a way of learning which isn't just looking at maths or English and ensuring they kind of open at the top of your head, pour in all the knowledge, and then you have to remember it. There's a way of learning where actually you take control of your own learning here. You're more independent in how you learn. You can think critically, much more embedded. And I'll tell you something that I think Weston Green does really well is they don't look at maths, English, science, geography, history. They find ways of ensuring that you learn across the subjects. So you'll be doing something in geography, but yet it also links to history. You'll be doing something in science that can link to maths. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's a really good way of ensuring that that information you absorb it in a much more interesting way. And I think Weston Green does that really well. And I think because of the size of Weston Green, I think they can look at those approaches.
Benefits since I've been here. Do you have any personal experiences or stories of people who've also benefited from attending prep from a young age?
I do, and actually I'm going to speak a bit about examples I have, Alex, like you, where not all children started in nursery or reception, to where they've come perhaps year one or year two, year three, year four. An example is that I think something inside you, Alex, that just wants to come out.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, just hasn't flourished. And that may well be to do with in a very large year group and perhaps you don't get noticed. Perhaps you're not super sporty. Perhaps you're a bit quiet, reserved. It translates into the classroom where you kind of sit at the back, you don't put your hand up. And I think my example is that by coming to a school like Weston Green, the school will look at you and say, we want to see inside you. We want to see the real you flourish. And we're going to find ways of ensuring that you don't just sit at the back and put your hand up, but actually you become much more fully engaged in lessons.
Yeah.
And what the school like Weston Green can do is say, Alex, we want you to try for the squad. We want you to try that public debating thing. We want you to enter the chess team. We're going to make sure that actually you do participate in lessons. And then bit by bit, the real you can come out and flourish. And I have seen hundreds and hundreds of examples of children that join schools at the age of 5, 6, 7, where perhaps, you know, perhaps it's just a slightly smaller school, but then noticed. And there's a teacher that will put their hand on your shoulder and say, I'm going to look after you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very powerful thing that Weston Green does.
And that brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you for all your invaluable insights. I think we can all agree it's been a very interesting discussion.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please share with your friends and family who might be interested. And of course, do follow us on our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Please join us next time on Weston Green Speaks.